We've got some questions for you here, Chris. Okay.
Lucky me.
Yep. We have a question from Willness, who wants to know, does lightning go from cloud to the earth or the earth to the cloud? What do you reckon?
Okay. Well, stats on lightning. Lightning is fascinating, actually. And the amount of energy being unleashed all around the world all the time is absolutely huge. The stats suggest that there's something like 2,000 thunderstorms raging all around the earth at any given moment in time, unleashing about 100 lightning bolts per second. And if you tot up the amount of energy that they're bursting on and unleashing on us, it's something like 2 megatons of TNT equivalent every day. So it's a huge amount of energy. Where does it all come from? Well, it's pretty much down to static electricity. If you look at a big thundercloud, there are lots of particles called hydrometeors, which are ice crystals, for want of a better expression. And these are being jostled around, rubbed against each other and rubbed against the air by updrafts within the cloud. And there are lots of different sizes. There are big ones and small ones. And for some reason that scientists don't quite understand, the big ones stay at the bottom and get a negative charge, and the smaller ones get a positive charge and they float towards the top of the cloud. So you've now got a big charge difference inside the cloud. And the concentration of negative charges at the bottom of the cloud creates an electric field which spreads out around from the cloud to involve anything that's near the cloud, and that includes the ground. So the Earth's surface then feels this electric field pushing on it, and this means that the negative charges in the surface of the Earth run away because they can move away, and this makes the surface of the Earth net positive. Now there's an attraction between the two, and the first thing that happens is when that charge in the cloud gets big enough to overcome the natural resistance of the air, it starts to form a thing called a leader, which is a very thin thread of electricity which runs down a bit of a disjointed sort of crackly path down to Earth. And this starts ionising or stripping electrons away from molecules of gas in the air, and this creates a low resistance pathway between the cloud and the Earth. And once that leader gets to pretty close to the ground, then you will get a lot of ionisation of positive from the ground also coming up to meet it. Once you've made a connection, then you've got a very low resistance pathway, and a lot of that charge from the cloud will come zipping down. The electrons rip down the lightning bolt, creating a very big, what's called the return stroke, which then hits the ground and dissipates some of that energy. And interestingly, the actual size of the lightning strike, it's only about the size of a one penny piece across the actual pathway that the electricity comes down. And it passes a current of something like 20,000 amps, so a huge current which heats the air which it passes through to a scorching 30,000 degrees Celsius. So this is something like 5 or 6 times the surface temperature of the sun that it reaches. And this creates this enormous shockwave because it heats up so fast, and that's the thunder. So the answer to the question is that it's, strictly speaking, a dissipation of a lot of concentrated energy in the cloud, electricity, which is flowing away from the cloud to Earth or to another cloud or within the same cloud. So it's, strictly speaking, the energy is flowing away from the cloud, but it's a little bit of both. You've got this upwelling of positive charge near to the ground too.